Thank you very much, guys. So we're going to call the audible again. We won't throw the break yet. We'll go ahead and welcome Tommy into the show. Tommy, thanks for being on. Again, when you're covering media days and you got a lot of things you're juggling, it's tough to get the communication down. So I appreciate you working with us, and thanks so much for being on today.
Glad to do it.
Hey, again, you heard me talking about Dana stepping into the spot there at Alabama with Sarah stepping down. It's hard to believe we would spend much time talking about something other than college football during media days, but here in Tuscaloosa, that is such a huge story. It's understandable that you guys would devote print space and that we would devote airtime to that subject.
Yeah, it's monumental. Sarah Patterson stepping down. She is an absolute icon at the University of Alabama and in the community. And it wasn't expected, I think, at least, to those who weren't very, very much in the inner circle and didn't understand the knee problems she was having. So, I was not prepared for it, I'll tell you that. But, this is the end of an era in Alabama athletics and in gymnastics. She's been the coach for 30 years, 6 national championships. You can go on and on and on with the accolades. And it also cuts, I guess you would say, the last tie, direct tie. Bill Battle obviously played for Bear Bryant, but, she was hired by Bear Bryant. She's the last coach hired by Bear Bryant. And now that has ended. You had Mal Moore with such a strong Bear Bryant tie, but now you have Sarah Patterson was actually hired by the man, and I think that's a significant factor there. The longevity is just amazing.
I am. I've been friends with Dana for more than 15, 16 years. I knew better than to ask her the question, because we are good enough friends. She might have stood up and punched me across the table if I had thrown this out there at her. But Georgia replaced a legendary coach with an assistant. It did not work out. I know Dana's a different coach. It's a different situation. But in your mind, why will this one succeed so much better than what Georgia did?
Well, I think it's significant that Brian Urshela is staying on as associate head coach. The core of that coaching staff outside the Patterson family, and these aren't people who've been there 2 or 3 years. Urshela has been there 18 years, and Dana's been there a long, long time, first as a volunteer, as a full-time assistant. So there's a lot of curiosity in the good chemistry within the program. It remains to be seen. Anybody can tell you, as a coach, you would probably rather follow the person who followed the legend. I guess Dana could probably win 3 national championships in the next 30 years, and people would say, well, she was good, but she wasn't Sarah Patterson.
So, she was half the coach and won 3 titles. How about that?
Exactly. Yeah. And Alabama will have a similar thing whenever Nick Saban steps down. The timetable, that is, and I'm not expecting that to be soon. But following a legend is a difficult, difficult thing, because that's what you're measured against. And she embraces that. I talked to her about it yesterday, and she feels like she's a good steward of the program and maintains the championship level and the academic level, and then developing people the way that Sarah did. If they just carry on in those things, that it will have been a success. It doesn't feel like she has to top what Sarah Patterson did. It's very fortunate, because she's not going to.
no question. In
she
talking
won't
be around
with Tommy, long enough for one,
right? Hey, and again, Tommy, part of it, I won't say part of. What may have been the most impressive aspect of the job that Sarah Patterson did at Alabama, the numbers in terms of production for her teams, and speaks for themselves. But she did such a phenomenal job of marketing the program, being the face of the program, keeping that in the forefront, not being afraid to go and beat the drum for the program. That to me is an example of why there's nobody in America better for this role than Dana, because if you know her personality at all, that is basically her to a T.
Yeah, and I think, thankfully for Dana and Brian Urshela in the program, and for Alabama, the machine to promote and market the program is in place. There's a template there. You're not walking in to a, you know, thing that, oh, they've been real good, but nobody come sees them. Now you got to figure out how to do that. It's already been figured out. So you got a game plan there. And I don't doubt that she will, you know, continue to market the program in every way and be the face of the program and you know, try to draw new generations of fans. So it will be an interesting time. I mean, because Alabama gymnastics has been Sarah Patterson and David Patterson forever. So now there will be a new stamp and a new face on the program. And the thing I think I liked most about what Dana said yesterday when we got to talk to her after the press conference was, you know, now it's just her and Brian. They plan on maintaining the standard, but they're not going to try to beat Sarah and Dave. You know, Dana is not going to try to beat Sarah Patterson. She wants to run it her way. And there's got to be some temptation to not rock the boat and do it the way Sarah did it, but she's going to have to be her own coach because, you know, the record, the consequences, the good things and the bad things will all be on her. So she's got to expect that, you know, she has to do it her way because if she tries to do it any other way but her way, then she won't have given herself the best shot.
Tommy Dees, executive sports editor, Tuscaloosa News, joining us here on Tide 99.1. The SEC Media Days continue here. And again, Alabama will be in the spotlight tomorrow, but Alabama grabbing headlines again. It's official. The 2016 season opener, the Crimson Tide and the USC Trojans in Dallas. Man, that's a pretty exciting matchup to think about here in just two seasons.
Yeah, nobody's saying why did they drop Michigan State now. They traded up, and a Michigan State's fine program, but it is not a marquee program the way Southern Cal is. Every college football fan in America will be tuned in to see Alabama and Southern Cal on marquee value alone. We'll see what Southern Cal's program is at that time, and then what Alabama is. Alabama, I would think, would maintain it as one of the best programs in the country, but we don't know where they'll be 2 years from now. I'm not saying the bottom will drop out, but they could be defending national champions or they could be looking to get back in it. But Southern Cal is just coming through the probation. That might be the worst penalty any program has faced since Alabama back in the day. So we'll see where they're at that time. But they also need the spotlight for recruiting, for everything else. There's no brighter spotlight. And I will say this. Does a lot for the administration and the coaching staff at Southern Cal that they will step up and do this because there's a lot of programs, and I'll throw Notre Dame out there, and you can fill in the blanks of the other Texas. I don't see those teams saying, we want Alabama. You hear their fans chant they want Alabama, but you don't see them actually signing the contract to play Alabama in these big neutral site games that Alabama has embraced.
Tommy, win Alabama gets here tomorrow, and Nick Saban gets to the podium, opens the floor for questions. One of, if not the first, will be about Jake Coker. What's his reaction going to be?
I don't know. Maybe the first question will be, when did he officially go from Jacob to Jake? But now that he is officially, according to the roster and the program, Jake Coker. Yeah, there will be questions about that, and I think, you know, he hasn't taken a snap. He hasn't had a practice. There's going to be a competition, but he's, you know, not a starter. And he would be foolish to decide on the starter before the guy has even set foot in a practice. The job has to be won. And Jake, you know, I would put my money on Jacob Koepfer as the guy that's most likely to win it, whether that's settled before the first game or we have a short time here like we had when AJ won the job or however that works out. But, you know, it does the player no good and it does the program no good and it does the coach no good to say this guy's our starter even though he's not even, you know, really broken yet in a big, you know, cool way with practice and everything. He's going to prove himself. He's going to win over his teammates. He's going to win over the coaching staff. He's going to for that job. And he's certainly got tools to do that. But until he's the starter, he's competing for the job. And I expect that's what Nick Saban will say.
Tommy, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Sorry we had a little confusion on hooking up with you there, but always appreciate you spending a few minutes with us.
All right, thank you.
Tommy Dees, executive sports editor, Tuscaloosa News. You can find him online as well at TideSports.com.